Thank you for coming today. It's been an informal city policy to not to respond to negative articles in the press. On rare occasions, the city will respond to negative press when appropriate. Today is one of those occasions. I've included a packet for your review for the details of the Thomas Street project that began in 2002. Some of the dates need to be clarified. On August 29th, I received two letters from the Wisconsin DOT. I reviewed these letters with the Director of Public Works and Utilities and instructed him to put it on the agenda for the next CISM meeting, that's Capital Improvement Street Maintenance Committee, for September 11th. CISM committee notes from September 11th meeting were sent out on September 17th to all department heads and all council members. The minutes were also put in the city mailbox for the Daily Herald. The newspaper didn't begin reporting on the Thomas Street project until October 26th. I also want to call your attention to the handouts which you'll receive at the end of the session that are in the packet. A list of 10 houses are detailed of when we purchased them. All sales were initiated by a willing seller. Six properties were vacant. One piece of property was a vacant land. And the city paid relocation costs for two houses. And the last house had flood damage, was not occupied, and had mold contamination. This is a total of 10 properties that the city of Wausau purchased. I'm not going to list all the inaccuracies that were reported by the Daily Herald in at least four articles for you today. They're included in your packet for review. It's important to note that city staff did nothing wrong on the Thomas Street project. What are the next steps? We're in the process of setting up a meeting with the DOT and the Federal Highway Administration to review the process the city followed. The city has not bought any property in 2012 and will hold off any other property acquisition until we have a meeting with the Federal Highway Administration. It is our belief that this issue will be resolved. We're going into more detail in the CISM meeting that will be held in the council chambers at 5:15 p.m. And I thank everybody for coming. Brad, would you hand out the packets for anybody that's interested? And we'll go into the more details at the CISM meeting because that's when we will go over any questions that the council members may have. Thank you. Individually?
I can ask
you. Sure.
You said that, I forgot what that was next. Said that the matter was discussed at the September 2011 CISM meeting. Is that the matter of the funding?
That was the letters that the two letters that we received from the DOT.
Those letters were saying that because of the procedures the city followed, they were going to be eligible for this funding.
The letters indicated that they were concerned about how we were purchasing houses, and they may not qualify for future federal funding. And those letters are included in your packet.
Anybody said that you will not be eligible for federal funding?
Okay.
That's what the letters indicate, but we have not been told personally yet.
The letters are pretty good.
They
said more than they were considering or they're concerned about. They said they weren't going to be there. Right? Read the letters?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, why was City Council member formally told about this, this funding glitch before going and if you're planning on possibly allocating money towards the project next year, and why was the whole council informed at a meeting of some sort before voting on decisions about funding?
5 out of the 12 council members were informed at the September 11th CISM meeting. A lot of council members will go to various meetings based on what is on the agenda. They certainly all could attend if they wanted to, and they were informed via written notice of what transpired at that meeting, and I've always encouraged council members, department heads to read those notes because important things go on. And so To answer your question, all 12 council people were informed by September 17th, 3 weeks after I received the memo.
So you said this will be talked about further tonight at the meeting at 5:15.
Yes.
We'll
go into some more details because there may be some questions they will get. They've received a partial packet today. It was so big to email we couldn't get it, you know, for people to open it up. So they'll have a chance to review and ask any questions of myself or Brad Marquardt.
But it is your stance that the city did nothing wrong here?
Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, as I indicated earlier, I think there is a good possibility that we can straighten this out in the future, and we are in the process of scheduling some meetings to resolve this issue.
What makes you think that you can straighten it out in the future, given that the Federal Highway Administration has said that you are eligible for money?
I'm confident that they will help us work through this issue.
Is the federal funding highly necessary to move forward with this project, or do you believe you can do it without it?
Normally, when we ask for funds, it's usually in the STP urban, it's usually $1 million is usually the threshold. So you ask for $1 million, you have to have matching funds, that's another $1 million. And so, you know, there's been reports that we've lost $15 million, totally inaccurate. But if we broke the project into two parts, we potentially could get $2 million worth of federal funding. We don't know if that is possible, but we are going to do it in phases.
Or do you think you can do this project without it?
You know, there's funds for all different kinds of projects. If we didn't qualify for this, we'd move on to the next one. One that everybody can be familiar with is the Highway K 51 interchange, 39, and we're using federal funds there. I don't know how many they are, but $1 million in that when that's typical, and then you have matching funds. And allocation costs are always, at least on the Thomas Street project, a local share. They have to bear that cost.
You never thought there was more than $2 million potential federal revenue?
Right. In the packet, you'll see in 2008, in February, we asked Congressman Obie to help us on this project, and no funds are were funneled our way. And, you know, we have no guarantee that any federal money would be used on this project.
So then was your plan from the get-go of this project to have local taxpayers finance $13 million of this project?
I don't know where you're getting $13 million from.
Well, if it's a $15 million project and federal funding only accounted for $2 million of that, that would be $13 million.
I don't, is that right?
Yeah, the funding was not available. It was always said that the project would just take longer to finance than the city funding.
Any other questions? If not, thank you.